Hello and welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast. Just kidding. Hello and welcome to the Amateur Tarot On Demand Digital Radio Show, the only on demand digital radio show where we, two non mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
And that entertaining host over there is Ben Noble.
And this high energy host over there, buoyant, I would say.
Ooh, buoyant. I've never been called buoyant.
Well, buoyant. Now you have been. So, Brian, tell the good people what we do on this show.
Well, we read the tarot.
Okay.
We take Moving 78 on. Cards and we throw down some wisdom. With your Foley work and my keen insight, we're able to distribute knowledge all over this fine land.
Yeah, to anybody who's willing to listen.
Yep. So for you five people, this one's for you.
So there are a lot of different tarot spreads that you could do, and we don't do many of them. We just do one, and it's a spread that has three cards, which, in the order that we draw them, indicate the recent past, current actions, and future 100% money-back spiritual gold guaranteed for entertainment purposes only outcome.
That's right. And then,
just getting really good at that.
For a little bit extra, we do a card of the week for everybody, and that'll tell you how your week is going to go. So get ready for it.
Well, we don't guarantee anything on that card.
You don't think so?
No.
I thought it was like, this is advice on how you should live your life.
I mean, I guess, but like on the future card, there's a lot of guarantees that come with that future card.
Oh, sure.
On the card of the week, it's like, here's a card of the week.
Yeah. Well, it's all for entertainment purposes only, ostensibly. Yeah. But if you live your life the way that we tell you to live your life,
you'll turn out like us.
Yeah. So that's what everybody really wants, right?
Yes. That's why this podcast is the Ben and Brian Life Hacks Show. No longer the Amateur Tarot Podcast. Formerly, nay, the Amateur Tarot Podcast. Now, the Ben and Brian Life Hacks Show.
All right.
Everybody likes life hacks.
Well, should we get to Life Hacks Corner?
Yes.
All right.
All right. What does Randy want to hack? That's our questioner.
Yeah,
our
this querent. Week we have Randy from St. Louis. And Randy says, my boss is a terrible manager.
Hope your boss doesn't listen to this show.
Not only is she not personable, but she's holding up promotions for half the office. People are talking about quitting. I love my job, but I'm up for a promotion and a raise in a few months, and I'm worried she'll hold me up too. What do I do?
I don't know. This seems pretty straightforward.
Does it?
I don't know. Am I making light of Randy's situation?
Do you file a claim with HR?
No.
Do you quit?
No.
Are you talking about murder?
No.
Oh. So I guess it's not straightforward. Those are like my first three go-tos in
just,
any problem.
I would say, Randy, just keep doing what you're doing. Do nothing. Your boss is terrible, but for some reason, you still love your job. Right?
Yeah.
What am I missing?
Well, it's taking away from that love.
Is it?
Yeah. He doesn't start off with, I love my job. He starts off with, my boss is a terrible manager.
Sure.
And she's causing problems for half the office. So
sure.
Like, Randy's not a selfish person. Randy's looking at the overall goodness of his workplace.
But there's a selfish turn at the end.
Well, there is a selfish turn.
I mean, I don't fault you for that. I'm very selfish. I wouldn't have really cared about the rest of the office, personally.
But we have to assume that Randy does care about the rest of the office.
I do assume that. I assume Randy's a good person.
And he wants that raise.
Well, sure. We all want that raise. We could always be making more money.
First, we need to figure out where Randy works.
Okay. Randy works at, personally, I feel like Randy works at like a car place, like a car rental place.
A car rental place. So like
a Hertz or an Enterprise
or an Alamo.
One of those.
Hertz.
I'm not going to call out a brand. I'm not going to put a brand on blast.
I think we just called out all the brands.
Well, that's fine. That's kind of like South Park. Like they're racist about everything.
So we are not racist about anything.
I'm just talking about South Park. I wasn't talking about us.
We don't have that brand of South Park humor.
No, but we smeared all of the car companies, so that's okay.
Yeah, but he works at a small rental company that you've never heard of before.
Yeah, it's called Brock's Car Rentals.
Brock's Car Rentals. And his boss is Brock.
No.
No?
His boss is a woman.
Yeah, Brock. That's a woman's name, isn't it?
Well, I mostly think of it in the context of Pokemon. But sure. Female Brock. His boss is the owner of Brock's car rental.
Which makes things more difficult because
there's no one above his boss.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what I was thinking.
Mm. So maybe it's not Brock. Maybe she's Brock Jr.
Okay. She's also named Brock.
Yeah.
But she's not the owner.
She's not the owner.
Eponymous Brock.
Isn't that a jazz player?
I don't know. I just like that. That is a good tasting word. Salad. Combination. Those two words.
Eponymous Brock. I'm thinking of Hieronymus Bosch.
That's an artist.
The artist.
Not a jazz player. Like a 16th or 17th century artist.
Yeah. Who is the...
Or earlier. Or
jazz later. Player that I'm thinking of.
Duke Ellington.
That's it.
Okay.
You got it.
So anyway, now that we've solved the mystery of where Randy works, I'm still hung up on the fact that, like, Randy does come out hot on the gates of his boss sucks, but he likes his job.
Yeah, because he's doing something that's fulfilling.
Sure. So I don't just keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
I would disagree with that.
Okay, well, what's your pre-advice?
I don't know what my pre-advice is because you took murder off the table, so I'm not sure.
All right, well, then I guess it's time to turn to the cards.
But we're for sure saying that murder is not going to be the advice, right?
Yeah, that's a bad thing to do. Don't do it.
Okay, so Ben is saying don't murder.
Yes.
I have
under any circumstance.
I have not said that, but we're going to go with what Ben says in this case.
For entertainment purposes only.
All right. So let's go ahead and flip over some cards.
Flip? Oh, you didn't even tell them what deck they were using.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even describe it. That's why you're looking. But we're not going to shuffle it. We got to keep that card.
Before we flip over cards, what deck are we using?
We're using Tattoo something something Tarot.
We are using 8 coins Tattoo Tarot.
Who's 8 coins? Or what's 8 coins?
Lana Zellner, I think.
Okay. Well, Lana Zellner has this deck. And it is kind of what it sounds like. It's like the tarot as if it was tattoo art, but only on some of the cards. Some of these cards are very cool. Like the Moon is a very cool card that has a lobster that sort of has all these different phases of the moon on it. And it does look like it would make a cool tattoo. And then there's the 10 of Cups, which looks like not a tattoo at all. It looks like something from a coloring book. I don't like how the people look on the 6 of Cups.
All right. Do they look like gnomes?
Kind of.
Well, then they've done their job.
The Empress looks pretty cool. The Star does not. And I think, as Brian was trying to indicate to me, like, these drawings evolved over time. Although, the Star is a 3 and the Empress is 6.
Dang.
And she got a lot better in between. But, like, card number 1, which is somewhere in here, is just a black and white sketch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's inconsistent.
It's inconsistent.
I feel bad. I'm just, like, ragging on this person.
That's all right.
Who probably is, not probably, is 100% guaranteed way better at art than I ever could be.
There you go. So you covered yourself.
Yes. I guess. It still doesn't make it better than I'm tearing somebody's art down.
Well, someone purchased this tarot deck. Me.
Right.
I purchased the deck. So sure.
You've supported them.
Yeah.
Does that give you license to just drag their name through the mud after you pay them for their services?
Well, I paid for the services. Other people have paid for the services. Just like if you rent a car and it's not a good car, like, you have a right to say Brock's car service.
Yeah, but like, a car is not someone's art.
It's true.
I also, when I blast the car rental place, I'm just blasting customer service. It's not like I'm like, this Toyota... What's a Toyota?
Camry.
This Toyota Camry sucks. Whoever designed it is a shitty person, and it's not good. I don't say that. I just say, Brock's car rental is terrible, bad customer service. Don't go there.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they would have better customer service if management was a little better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, this deck, 2 stars.
2 stars. You heard it here first. Sorry, Lana Zellner.
Sorry. We still like you.
Yeah, I'm sure you're a great person.
Glad that you made this deck and you did improve your art very much along the way.
And you've accomplished something that neither of us is ever going to accomplish.
Sure.
Until we make our own tarot deck.
Right. So anyway, back to Randy's question.
In which case we may need an artist. So.
Hope we didn't piss you off too much.
Yeah, just kind of sit by the phone, hang out, and see if we give you a call.
Moving on. To answering the question.
All right. Well. Recent past.
Flip.
I don't know what card this is.
Let me look at it. It's a 4. Of some sort.
Is it the 4 of Swords? Is it about resting?
It is.
Okay.
It is the 4 of Swords. which here shows a man. Well, on the very bottom, there's a skyline.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sword kind of pointing across, dividing the frame. That's the solved problem. Then there's a sleeping man with his head open, and there's a staircase inside his head and smoke coming out.
Okay, so he's thinking about stuff.
Yep, and then there's three swords hanging above him, as there is in the normal Four of Swords.
Mm-hmm.
So indicating not, problems yet to be solved.
It's not as far off as I thought it was.
No.
I just couldn't tell what it was at first glance.
No, I thought it could have been a wand at first, too. Okay, so here's what I'm getting from this, because it supports my own agenda.
Okay.
Which is that right now, Randy is in his cocoon phase.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't quit his job. He hasn't really taken any action either. He's observing. He's observing the world. He's seeing that his boss is terrible. He's seeing that she's holding people up and not giving them raises. He's foreseeing that perhaps he could befall, the same fate could befall him. And he's not taking any action, though. He's just kind of steeling himself for whatever action it is that he will take.
All right. I like that.
Flip.
The Queen of Cups.
Well, we talked about the Queen of Cups last week, although this is a very different Queen of Cups.
It is.
I don't like as much. Mostly because I was just very partial to that Queen of Cups. So this Queen of Cups shows a woman from, like, chest up. And she's got cool green hair. She is pretty cool. She's got cool green hair, and she's wearing a crown. And there's a big cup in front of her. But also she's beset on both sides by two mermaids, admiringly doting on her.
And the Queen of Cups could be you, or it could be someone else.
You know who it's not? Randy's manager.
Yeah, it's not Brock Jr.
It is not Brock Jr. because the Queen of Cups is somebody who is very good at understanding emotional cues, very empathetic and empathic and sympathetic and simpatico and all those words that go with it. And also somebody who is generally diplomatic.
Do you think that there's someone else at Brock's car rentals that would be a better manager than Brock Jr.?
There must be. And Brock or Randy would probably be a better manager than Brock Jr.
But that's who this Queen of Cups is. It's someone who knows how to manage relationships. It's someone who knows how to do these things and would just excel at it. So there's someone not in that position right now, but someone at that location right now who can do that job.
I could go along with that.
All right.
Well, let's keep going.
Future.
Flip.
The Five of Swords.
Hmm. This one's very like M.C. Escher.
Mm-hmm.
This deck is bizarre. All these cards, some of them are very good. Like, I quite like this Five of Swords, but it doesn't fit with the other cards that we've seen.
No.
What a deck. So the Five of Swords shows, like, the staircase to heaven here with, like, some hands levitating three swords. And then as you walk up the stairs, there's some lost swords and some crying people. Oh, it's like a little zoomed in thing to let you know that their eyes are crying. These two silhouetted figures.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. I like those eyes, too.
That are walking up the stairway to heaven into the clouds. So that's the Five of Swords, which Brian's rearranging things.
Oh, sorry. I was just putting, because there's a staircase on the Four of Swords
also. Oh, does it connect?
It doesn't connect.
Okay.
But the thematically, they connect.
Yes, because of the staircase idea.
And the Five of Swords, to me, speaks to definite wins plus definite losses.
Zero-sum game was something you once said about it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I do too. That's why I brought it back up.
I appreciate that.
But I give you credit. Didn't claim it as my own.
TM, TM, TM.
Mail it to yourself.
And so what this looks like in the future is, you know, I'm going to say if what you're interested in is your raise and your promotion, then that's what you need to focus on, is what you need to do to get that raise and that promotion. And not everyone in the office is going to win while you're politicking for it.
Interesting. Can I revise then something that you've said before?
Sure.
Because you said that Queen was somebody else in the office that could be a better manager than Brock Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But also, now that we've seen this five and sort of contextualized things a little bit, I wonder if the Queen is not Randy. And now Randy needs to sort of politic and be diplomatic and be subtle in his exertion of power, form good relationships, and then he will end up getting that raise and promotion that he so desires because he likes his job and probably excels at it.
I'll follow you down that primrose path.
Okay.
I think you've been just to tie this all back up, I think you've been sitting on this for a second. You've been thinking about it and you're concerned about it, which is why you sent us in the question.
I'd be concerned about it too.
And you're worried about the other people in your office, but you're also worried about Randy. And the Queen of Cups is saying, yeah, be worried about Randy. Do what it takes to get ahead in your office right now.
Although what it takes is specifically being subtle and being diplomatic.
Yeah, you're going
to... being a people person.
You're going to cozy up to Brock Jr.
Yes. And it's going to be distasteful, perhaps.
It's not going to be super, super fun. But hopefully your love for your job will outweigh your distaste for what you have to do. And then you're going to get that promotion. You're going to get that raise. And that's going to be great for you. But it may be to the detriment of other people in your office.
And that's how things work in the world sometimes. But here's the other thing of how things work in the world sometimes, which is that bad bosses don't always stick around. Even when it seems like they're very firmly entrenched, they go away.
Are you talking about murder?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me neither.
No, for entertainment purposes only. All right. Let's leave.
All right. I hope that helped, Randy.
It's getting stuffy in that corner.
Yeah.
You haven't dusted in a while.
I apologize. It's been a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks to our questioner, Randy, for sending in your question. I hope that you have fun stomping down all your teammates while you elevate yourself.
Sure. Doggy dog world.
Yep.
And now we move on to the card of the week. About which there are no guarantees.
No guarantees, except that it will be a card.
And that you will live your life a bit more like us. We kind of lost the life hacking theme a bit.
Oh, yeah. Once
remember that? We made that joke a while ago.
Yeah, there was about the life hacking, and then you just wouldn't shut up about murder.
Don't life hack. Don't murder people.
Don't murder people. Stop hitting people. That was one from a couple weeks ago.
Yep. Okay, so this deck that we have for the card of the week is the Golden Botticelli deck. Botticelli, I think he's an artist.
You say Botticelli or Botticelli?
I say Botticelli.
Yeah?
You can say whatever you want.
I don't know which one I say.
He's not alive anymore to correct us, so we can say anything we want.
So I guess just Mr. B.
We can drag his good name through the mud all we want. Yeah. However, I don't have much mud dragging to do, because the Golden Botticelli deck is a very nice deck.
Oh.
It is a sort of Renaissance art interpretation of the tarot with golden leaves in the background of every card, which gives it a nice little sheen.
Gold foil.
Yes. So I like it. Not that much, but I like it. 3 stars.
I knew it.
What tipped you off that I said I like it, but not that much?
I like it, but not that much. Yep.
I mean, it's very hard to get a 1 or a 5 on this show.
But we have given both.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
I've also given a no rating.
Yes.
To that one deck. That was just playing cards.
That deck I'm giving away in a deck exchange sometime.
Wow. That's unfortunate for the person who's going to get that deck.
Yeah. Do you remember that deck that was a 1-star deck that was black and white images? It's not the Mountain Dream Tarot.
I do remember what you're talking about.
It's the tarot of something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I got that in a deck exchange.
That's horrible.
And I'm going to be giving that away again.
This is like a rob your neighbor white elephant thing. And then a very bad one. I once gave out a tarot reading for that, which I thought was a good gift.
You gave out a tarot reading as a white
elephant?
As
my white elephant gift.
Nice. That's a good one.
Yeah. A 7-card reading. A very thorough 7-card reading at a white elephant gift exchange.
Interesting.
My wife at her family's
June 11th
Christmas party.
Congratulations, by the way, on your
post-nuptials. Yep. By the time this comes out, I will be on my way back from my honeymoon.
Excellent. Where are you going on your honeymoon?
I will have gone to Italy.
Ooh, Italy. Are you going to bring the romantic tarot with you?
No, I'm going to bring the Golden Botticelli deck because he's an Italian artist.
Excellent.
3 stars. Anyway, where I was trying to go, and I think I've told the story before, is that I did this reading for one of my wife's uncles, and then I left the deck on the table, and then some of the other uncles and my father-in-law pulled out all the booby cards. So that was Christmas 2017.
Nice.
All right, this week's card of the week is the Sota de Copas. the Fante di Coppe, the Valet de Coupe,
the Knight of
Bube der Kelche, the Becker's Schildeknapp, and the Knave of Chalices.
The Knave. Okay.
He does not have a horse.
No, because he's the page.
The Knave is the page?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not the Knight?
Mm-mm.
I suppose so. Well, the Knave of Hearts, he stole some tarts.
He did.
But the Knave of Cups did not.
He returned them, didn't he?
The cup, the Knave of Cups returned the tarts?
I think so.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm not Lewis Carroll.
No. Anyway, read.
You have to describe.
Oh.
You just said there's no horse.
There is no horse.
That could be any card.
There is no horse. Another thing, there is not pizza is not on this card.
Which is surprising because he's an Italian artist.
Anyway, yeah, that's true. The Knave of Cups, it's a very fancy man. Sort of a Ozzy Osbourne looking man. Howard Stern looking in a field. With his tunic on and his pink leggings.
He looks like Iggy Pop.
Okay. And he is holding a chalice aloft on his balanced on his hand as if he's a waiter.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right. And the Knave of Chalices, is his keywords are sincere friend, idealist student, art lover.
Okay. This card we also had last week.
Last week.
And on that deck, she was called the Princess of Cups.
Was she the princess?
Princess of Chalices.
I don't think she was the princess.
She was.
Was she?
Yeah, because she had the crab in her drink. Which is normally a fish, and we talked about this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is about gossip.
Yeah, but it's about gossip with your subconscious, not real gossip with other people.
Right.
So, the Knave of Cups is what Brian said.
Yeah, I think this week the Knave of Cups is telling everybody to...
Be fancy.
Be fancy. Be the fanciest friend you can be to someone. Like, do everything you can to comport your emotional maturity and the way that you know people need to be treated to put that onto other people and make them feel good about being your friend.
I love it.
All right.
Well, another show.
That was the card of the week.
Now
we're done, right?
Ever-growing, just Hydra. What's the adjective of Hydra?
Hydrox.
Sure. The Hydrox outro. You just think you lop one head off and two grow back.
But one of them is a chocolate and vanilla sandwich cookie. Hydrox was what, like, Oreos were based on. Hydrox cookies. It sounds like medicine, though.
Yes.
Hydrox. Gross.
Or a Pokemon.
Mmm, a delicious Pokemon.
Well, here's how the outro starts. Thank you, Randy, for your
Thanks,
question.
Thanks, Randy.
We appreciate it.
We do.
Good luck. Thanks to the Lols. That's you. Unless, well, no. If you're listening to this show...
You're a lol.
You're a lol.
But some people have stopped listening to this show for whatever reason, and now's the time when we have a moment of silence.
All right.
And... If somebody wanted to find us, they could go to
amateurtarot.com. Amateurtarot.com.
That's our website. And that's where we post our shows and where we post little descriptions of everything, pictures of the cards. And it's where you can shoot us questions if you want to be featured on the show.
Don't shoot us questions. Send us them.
It's where you can send us questions.
You can also send us questions to amateurtarotreading@dmail.com.
Dmail.
Also, you can call the number that nobody calls, 314-325-6047. Leave us a question message, and if you call in the next 10 minutes, you'll get a Hydrox cookie.
Yeah, a whole pack of them.
Yeah, and that's 10 minutes of us recording, not of you listening to this.
If you want to get in touch with us on Twitter, you can find us at Tarot Amateur.
And Brian is on Twitter at Zen Iron Man.
And Ben's not on Twitter at Making All This Up.
And you can also go to my website, imakingallthisup.com, and... That is where I have a blog that I write every week about being more creative and pursuing your passion projects and making time for all that. This is also the part of the show now where I tell you to rate and review us on iTunes. And you're going to forget, and I don't blame you because I would too. But here's how you're going to remember. Next time you're checking your email, you're in that Gmail inbox, you're clicking the refresh. There's nothing exciting there but promotions and bills that need to be paid and nagging reminders from your boss. But ignore all that and jump over to iTunes, search Amateur Tarot, and give us a 5-star rating or review.
And if you do give us a 5-star rating or review, actually, if you give us any rating or review, but please 5-star.
Well, it has to be a review because...
Oh, yeah.
We can't read ratings.
But also please 5-stars, because right now we've got 100% 5-stars, and it would make me sad.
There's an Italian political party called the 5-star movement. Do you think it's because of like the rating systems?
They want to
be the best. They're like the 5-star
instead
of like the 3-star.
But when you said that it's an Italian political movement, like it makes me scared that it's some sort of fascism or something.
They're not fascist.
Okay.
They are populist.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are not that. But we do have a 5-star review we want to share with you today. And today's review comes from Cher Jonesy. And Cher Jonesy says, OMG, I'm dying. 5-stars. Comedy makes anything easier to
learn. I hope she's not dying for murder.
For entertainment purposes only, I'm pretty sure that we have taken a firm no murder stance.
Well, I didn't say that we were murdering her.
Well, I mean, but she's not dying from murder either, because none of our listeners can be murdered. Or
cool.
Murder.
We're kind of like the Pope in that way.
A little bit.
Continue.
That's why we're the Italian 5-star movement.
No, we're not. For entertainment purposes only. Continue.
Cher Jonesy says, comedy makes anything easier to learn. These guys are great. I learn a lot while cracking up at the same time. One of my favorite podcasts.
I hope she's not trying to learn the tarot to supplant us.
We've also taken a firm no doing that stance,
yes,
haven't we?
We have. And that's not for entertainment purposes only. That is serious.
Yeah.
All right. Also, there's a Facebook group. It's on Facebook.
There is. And it's super fun.
You should delete
fun.
Facebook.
You shouldn't delete Facebook. You should get on Facebook and really lean into it. Because everybody already has all your information. So why not just enjoy the time you have?
Oh, I didn't care about privacy. I just mostly meant from like a standpoint of there's better things you could be doing with your time.
Well, sure. If you want to like do creative endeavors and follow your passion.
That's what I'll tell you on my blog at imakingallthisup.com is to stop using Facebook.
Yeah, so if you want
to life hacks.
If you want to be the fun one of us, then you go to the Facebook group and jump in there. And if you want to be the stick in the mud one of us, then go ahead and go to Ben's website and read a bunch of articles about how to improve yourself.
And this is the part of the podcast outline where it just says thank you to and then no follow up. So this week I'm going to say thank you to self-esteem, because I've always been a stick in the mud, but I used to feel some amount of embarrassment and shame about that and tried to not be a stick in the mud. But now I've grown to embrace it. So thank you to self-esteem.
All right. And thank you to you, Ben, for showing up every week.
Thank you to you for doing 88% of the work of this show.
No problem. If it wasn't for you being a stick in the mud, there'd be no reason for that 88%. Because I wouldn't be doing the show with my friend. I would just be sitting around.
Wait. But if I wasn't a stick in the mud, perhaps I would shoulder part of the load.
Yeah, but it would be a different thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, is this our cool sign-off line? Oh, it's Thelonious Monk.